again with a little hope for tomorrow and some encouragement for today. We're going to look at how David encouraged himself to the Lord when he got to the place where he wept until he had no more power to weep. We'll look at it in a minute. Stay tuned. I remember one day I was having a bad day and someone said, cheer up, things could be worse. And I cheered up and sure enough, they got worse. It seems like in this world we are living in situations which will either discourage us or lead us astray. But the choice is ours. We have the choice. We mentioned in our last program about Moses had a pity party. He got a wrong focus on situations and his problems became bigger than his relationship with the Lord. Well, getting discouraged or getting encouraged is simply a choice. If we focus on what the Lord is doing in the hearts of sincere Christians, we will be encouraged. If we focus on the ones who probably wouldn't listen if Jesus was their pastor, we will get discouraged. 1 Samuel 30 in verse number 6 says David encouraged himself. Judges 20 and 22 says the men of Israel encouraged themselves. In other words, they made a decision to do something about this discouragement factor. We're going to look at it in a minute, but before we do, listen to this message in song. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. We'll find that strength if we look in the right place.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. the promised land.
In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 6, we read David encouraged himself. How did he do that? Well, in verse 30, David and his men found that the city was on fire. The Bible says the Amalekites had invaded, and the city was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Now, he's having a bad day. They all are having a bad day. Try to put yourself in their situation. Your house is on fire. Terrorists have taken your family. And it says here that David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Then it got worse. It says David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Can you imagine what David was going through? Your house is burned to the ground. Terrorists have taken your family, and your closest friends want to kill you. The first thing we see here is David had made a conscious decision to be encouraged. Now, if you can come out of that pit of discouragement, you can come out of any pit. He made a conscious decision to be encouraged. Second, he received the encouragement from the Lord. We read that David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And third, David inquired at the Lord, "What do you want me to do with this situation?" The result of David's decision was a complete victory in an impossible situation. When the discouraging things come along, we should not focus on the circumstances. We should focus on the fact that God will give us wisdom to handle the circumstances that we are going through. It is a fact that if discouragement is not dealt with, it will lead to compromise. One reason pastors quit preaching Bible standards like they used to preach on modesty or music or messing around the world is they get discouraged to the point and they begin to compromise because people won't listen. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls." He said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Discouragement is a reality, and Jesus knew that we would have a problem fighting discouragement. And so he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, "Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Well, if someone tells you they never get discouraged, I don't think they're telling you the truth, because David was a man after God's own heart, and he got discouraged. But the thing we learn about from David, rather than from Moses, as we said, Moses had a pity party and prayed, "Please kill me." David didn't do that, and neither did the Apostle Paul. He said, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." The secret is, David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the Protector. his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.